Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. But right now, it is all NBA. And Rob, the Knicks are down 62-56. I've always known Eric Spoelstra was a good coach. How in the world is he doing this? They got three undrafted players on the court, and they are beating the Knicks. Now, it's not over. There's still plenty of time left, but this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous with Jimmy Butler and this team. I mean, look, Kevin Love was a great player at one point. Bam Adebayo is a sometimes all-star. So they're not completely, dismantled. But, I mean, like I said, Rob, no excuse for the Knicks to lose this game. And I would even say this series. But right now, they got a mountain to climb.
It speaks volumes to you. Like, I thought they had to win this game, Chris. No Jimmy Butler.
They have to win.
You lost the first game at home. Like, this to me should have been like, hey, this is our season.
If you go to Miami down 2-0, we know Miami doesn't have a great home court, but still. And Butler presumably will be back at some point. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. All right, Rob, but let's go here. The big game tonight I'm sure everybody's looking forward to is the Lakers and the Warriors, featuring the two best players. I mean, whether you think KD's better or not, at this point I think the two defining players of this generation or this era would be LeBron and Steph. And they face off again. And I want to ask you, everybody, we heard Darvin Ham talk about it, the Lakers coach. Let's play off of what he says. Here's Darvin.
It's the best rivalry of this generation. You know, Brian, what he was able to do, like going to 9 straight finals, and obviously Steph and those guys, what they were able to do with those 4 championships, like that's the rivalry of the generations, particularly those two players. But, you know, it's going to be another fun battle.
Rob, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when I look at those two, and I know they've played each other, and Steph has gotten the best of LeBron as far as championships go, Chris. But I don't – it just doesn't – is it really LeBron against Steph? I don't know if I really feel that.
You're saying you don't think it's a rivalry?
Yeah, I don't know if I feel – I don't know if I feel that. I really don't. Like
why not?
I don't know if, you know, do you need to be playing each other? Do you know what I mean? Do you need for it to feel more like it? Like, you know, they don't play the same position. They do different things. They're not really intertwined. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I hear you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the part where I'm grappling with it.
I definitely think it's a rivalry.
Okay.
And I hear you on the positions, though. Because when we look back at great NBA rivalries, at least with individuals, I mean, probably, Rob, the two greatest was Wilt and Russell. And obviously, Russell got the best of Wilt as far as winning. He won 11 championships and Wilt won two. And Russell was gone for Wilt's second one. He retired. And then Bird Magic, obviously, right? Rob, other than that, I mean, when you talk about individual rivalries, I don't think I can't think of another one. We tried to make Kobe LeBron a rivalry, right?
Nike was on board with that. I remember the puppets all, and then the Orlando Magic said, Nike gear, if you
sure
remember
did.
That. That
yeah.
They played those puppets, Chris,
and
over
Celtics
and over.
And the Celtics said it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it never happened. I think KD LeBron, obviously they're the same position. They're the similar size. People would think that could be a rivalry. They've played a lot of games against each other. But I don't think that's really that big of a rivalry. I think, Rob, this is a rivalry. And I hear you because I don't think we've really thought of it like that before.
I know I haven't.
But this is a surprise kind of that they're getting to meet again in the playoffs. And let me make the argument that might be could convince you. I don't know if you say, you know, some might say, well, LeBron, did he beat Steph enough? LeBron's the better player, and he's ranked historically higher, but Steph's won the most. They met four times in the playoffs, in the finals. Steph won three, LeBron won one. So that kind of evens out, as even though LeBron's a better individual player, Steph's won the most, you know, head-to-head matchups. Bird and Magic only met three times in the finals, Rob. Magic won two, Bird won one. And I think that I think the way we talk about Bird, Magic, and the way we think about it and feel about it, I think sometimes we would be surprised when we realize, man, they only played in three finals, you know? But it was what they brought was obviously they had the one game, the championship game in college, and they were both revolutionizing or saving, I should say, the NBA. One was white, one was black, one was with the great historic franchise, the Lakers, one was with the great historic franchise, the Celtics. And even, Rob, when they weren't in, like when they didn't face each other, it was like the other guy was in the finals, right? So when Bird got there and they faced Houston instead of the Lakers, it still was kind of like, oh, is Bird going to get another ring when Magic doesn't? Or when Magic was playing the Sixers instead of the Celtics, it was still, is Magic going to get another ring that Bird doesn't have? Like, they were battling not only head-to-head, but battling for rings. And I will give you that they both played similar. They both were tremendous passers, and they got their teammates involved. Neither of them, other than Magic leading the league in assists, really led the league in much. Bird didn't lead the league in scoring, rebounding. You know, Magic obviously didn't score a ton. He was 19 points a game. But they were like, they made winning the thing, And so that was part of the rivalry. And I would say it's similar with Steph and LeBron, Rob, in that, like, now, maybe it started recently. But now people are really looking at this like, man, who's going to get the most rings in this era? Is Steph going to actually get more rings than LeBron? Is LeBron going to be the guy that has the most rings in his era during his career? Like, so I think that those are becoming parts of the conversation. And they're the two defining players of this generation. They have met quite a bit in the finals. So I do think it's a rivalry based on those things.
See, here's why I don't. I think what you brought up about Bird and Magic had a lot also to do with their teams and what, you know, those teams mean going up against each other. LeBron has moved around so much, you know, that it's not – I think the team is a big part of it when you talk about rivalries. The Celtics, Chris, and the Lakers were rivals. And then you had these two great players playing for these teams. That's just how I feel. Where LeBron's been on, you know, they moved around. Were the Heat and Warriors really rivals?
No, the team.
You know what I mean? Like,
rivals.
That's what I'm saying. So
there's
I don't
no
know. I don't
that.
Know. And as you said, and I think this is fair and accurate, that wasn't a conversation early on. And now maybe people are starting to say it, but it was never.
I think it's recent.
I don't
no
remember
doubt.
Hearing it
nah.
when they were playing before.
I think it's because, Rob, and again, we both still think LeBron is better than Steph. Even if Steph wins this championship, it doesn't mean he's moved ahead of LeBron.
Right. No, it just
some people
gives
will
his,
say that.
It gives his minions
yeah,
an argument
yeah.
some, to stand
some
on.
Some people
like,
will
like
definitely
they will use
say
that.
Right. And I agree. Like, even when they were meeting, when they met in the first finals, obviously nobody's thinking that as a rivalry. And then the second year, maybe you could have begun to think that, but then Durant joins. And
that changed the dynamics,
that,
right?
Because
right.
Durant was like the top player on that team, even though Steph was still playing great and putting up numbers. But it was so lopsided, and it kind of was just – and it was kind of like KD versus LeBron – Steph versus Kyrie.
See, that's
Kyrie.
What I'm saying, right. That
so
was more
you.
Like
I'm
it.
With you on all that. There's no doubt. But I do think now, though, Rob, and like I said, maybe it's starting now. And it's not. That's not fully fair to LeBron because he's in his 20th year and he's much older, although he's still playing well. And like you always say, we're going to count the championship if he wins it, you know?
Right.
But and he does have the best second player, right? AD is the best, you know, player that teammate that either of them has. So it's not like it's a lopsided matchup. But I do think, yeah, now is Rob, because Steph's just kind of starting to make people think he's even in LeBron's league, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's another player in the league right now that's in the same stratosphere, if you will, as LeBron other than Steph. And I don't mean like LeBron's light years ahead of Kevin Durant, but I'm talking about when you're, there's no other player right now that's kind of in that top 10 discussion. I mean, a few people would say Durant. Giannis maybe one day will get there. Luka maybe one day will get there, but they got a long way to go. So I just think these are the two defining players of this era, and that's why people now, they both got the same amount of rings. So now people are looking at it like, oh, wow, this is, you know, these kind of guys kind of are rivals.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would have to be it. But up until this point, I never really looked at it that way.
I agree.
And the same thing, like maybe if they were competing for, you know, this was the finals, you know, or a chance to get to the finals, maybe. But somebody's not going to the finals. Forget about winning a championship. I don't know.
If whoever wins, somebody's going to win this series. If whoever wins it doesn't win the finals, it's
then it
not,
doesn't. It, right.
Yeah, we're
it,
not even.
It's not even a conversation. You don't
it,
go
if,
back.
It, right. If Steph wins this series and then they get beaten the next round or beaten the finals, nobody's. You can't take this to me as, oh, he got LeBron. I mean, who cares? It was a second round matchup. unless you did it en route to the championship and vice versa.
Right.
Same thing for LeBron.
And still, it would be like a little bit of a stretch to pull it back and go, well, you know, and it just depends. You would do the final count whether somebody wins the championships or not. And you're right about the Durant aspect, because if you really want to be honest, you remember that shot that Durant made in one of those finals, and it was like, it was in LeBron's face. You remember that,
right,
that shot? So that was really the rivalry right there during that.
But, yeah, no, because, I mean, I think people thought of Durant and LeBron kind of as the natural rivals.
Right.
Again, same size, similar size, same position. And it was kind of Steph versus Kyrie, if anything. So, all right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Steph LeBron really a rivalry? Your thoughts and why? Yes or no and why? That's next on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Is Steph v. LeBron a rivalry? Your thoughts?
All right. Let's kick it off with Kelvin in Detroit. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, I can't believe I'm on here, man. Rob, man, I used to listen to you all the time when you were here with Parker and the man.
Is that right? I appreciate
it. Yeah,
that.
I did.
And the Trash Talking Tuesday and TV theme song Thursday and look, Chris, all
look,
of that.
Chris look. Sounds salty, and, right?
Look, let me tell you.
Sloppy seconds.
He was here too, so hey.
What'd you say?
It was a hit when he was doing it here, too.
That's so right. We just branched out to national. That's all.
That's right. That's all it is.
Parker. It's all good.
But you too, Chris, though. You the man, too. Don't
appreciate
worry.
That.
You the man, too.
Thank you, man.
But here's the thing. I do believe that they're a rivalry. and this is the reason why I think so. For the past 10 years, man, at least 10 years, you kind of expect one or the other to be in the NBA Finals or in the hunt for the NBA Finals. Everybody else is kind of hit and miss. You just don't know what's going to happen. But them two, the premier talents, in my opinion, for the past 10 years. Not a Johnny-come-lately, but they've been the premier talents for the past 10 years. And I will say this, too. For my money, Steph is more entertaining. LeBron, I don't really like to watch him play. I mean, LeBron is smart, and he can help a team grow. And
I don't think there's any question he's more entertaining.
I don't either. I think LeBron's running over people.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's no doubt about it. Kelvin, we appreciate you. Thank you, my man. Let's go to Jesse, Chris, in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I agree with the last thing that he said as far as them being the preeminent players in the league the last 10 years, but I still don't think of it as a rivalry. Maybe if LeBron had been on the same team the entire time and they were always facing each other, I would look at it differently, but I don't think of it as a rivalry. When it does come to them as players, I would definitely say that they're the two most influential in the last 10 years. With Steph, I mean, LeBron's going to go down as one of the greatest, no doubt about it. Steph, I don't know if you think of him as one of the greatest players in NBA. I mean, the greatest player in NBA history. But
no,
he's definitely going to be
greatest.
The most influential. Yeah, but he's definitely going to be the most influential of the last 10 years. He's changed the game way more than LeBron has. And then when it comes to KD, just to throw this in there, I think he might be looked at as like George Gervin in a few years, where he's a very talented player, but 20 years from now, I don't know if anybody's going to care that much about him because he doesn't have the records scoring-wise or championship-wise.
Interesting.
I mean, Gervin never won. Gervin's respected as a great all-time player. I mean, KD has those rings. It'll be interesting how people look at those, Rob.
Yeah.
I mean, if Steph wins a few more, or even one more, you know.
I still think that because he was Finals MVP, he'll be able to walk proudly with those. If he didn't, Chris, and he just was on the team and Steph won them, I think definitely it would have a different.
It'd be a little different.
Yeah, I do. I really do. Let's go to MJ. We haven't heard from MJ in New Orleans. Join the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Thanks for taking my call, man. I haven't been able to get through to the new studio, man. You got me banned?
Yeah, that's right. We're getting there. We're working out the bugs. It's a beautiful place. Chris will see it in 20 years, but it's real nice. I'm just saying.
Be a new studio.
Yeah, right. I don't everybody.
Go ahead, MJ. What you got?
Yeah, when you come, Chris, I won't be here because I'll be retired by that time.
Oh, okay. No, to me, not a rivalry. It's a forced, lazy, media-driven rivalry. But I will say this. They both were born in the same hospital in Akron, Ohio. And in my opinion, they do play the same position, guard.
Okay. So you think it's a rivalry?
No, I don't think it's a rivalry. I think it's forced by the media with this 24-hour news cycle.
So why isn't it a rivalry then?
Right.
Because they really, as far as you look at the impact of the team, you look at PER, you look at all these different things, they don't really match up. They don't really play each other. They're the marquee names.
Well, Bird and Magic didn't play each other that much.
Yeah, but it was
they
the
actually faced each other less.
I think that was that Celtics, you know, Lakers thing. Yeah, I mean, that was the rivalry right there. Just the two best players, right, Chris, from both teams, I think was.
Yeah, I mean, that was. And I think everything culturally.
The black and white, just,
right,
all that. You
the
remember?
The time the NBA was, you know, being resurrected and, by those two.
And if people don't remember because they just weren't around, but that NCAA championship game between Bird and Magic was just. It'll never be duplicated, Chris.
No,
it had all the things that made for a must-see event. It just did.
I think, Rob, it would be I mean, this is obviously not as big as that was, but it would be like if women's basketball was huge and it was like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Right.
Magic and Bird, you know, and they went on to have these great careers and be, you know what I mean, play each other.
right,
several
right.
times in the finals. And like it was that kind of, it would be like that. That's how you might explain it.
What did
the
that
young
game get, like a 35 rating? Something like that.
Yeah, it's the highest crazy. Rated college basketball ever. Or actually probably basketball game, period.
Yeah.
Ever.
I got to check that out. All right, let's go real quick. Rafael in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, what's up?
What's going on, brothers? Yeah, no rivalry for me. My main point of the reason why it's not a rivalry, they just don't guard each other throughout the regular season when they meet up twice a year or when in the finals.
But hey, let's be honest. The best players, even if they play the same position, rarely guard each other nowadays.
Well,
and
nowadays,
you switch
true.
So one much thing. That even if you do start out on each other, you
right.
guard all
if
types
they were
of people.
Closer to even physical size and whatnot, it would be more. But it's just not. At least Russell and Chamberlain played the same
right.
position.
Right.
No, right. And Bird and Magic
other.
Were same size.
Right, right.
I give you that.
They did not guard each other during the Celtic-Lakers matchup. That was more of the teams, the Eastern and the Western, and the fact that Bird was Caucasian, Magic, Bird ruled French Lick, Magic, Hollywood. So the rivalry, yeah, Bird, Magic, both the star players on each team. But I don't even really consider that a rivalry. To me, it's more the Celtics.
You don't consider Bird,
Lakers.
Magic a rivalry?
No, because
man, you don't think rivalries exist then. I'm sorry. There is no way
they guard
there.
Each other.
No.
So what?
Right. It doesn't.
Then
you don't
think rivalries exist.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Cities.
Yeah.
No,
because they also were rivals in college.
Yep.
And it carried over into the NBA. And I get the team thing.
But they were Indiana rivals. State, if they were like boxing, at least Sugar Ray Robinson and LaMotta, at least they had a rivalry.
Yeah, I disagree, Rafael.
You
Bird and Magic,
said,
right,
yeah,
that they don't have a rivalry. There was a
Come
rivalry,
on,
and a lot of it had to do with the Lakers and Celtics. I get that.
And the media pushed it.
Yes,
no,
thank
no,
you.
But it was the size. They were the same size. They both were big, incredible passers.
Yes, I'm
the
sorry.
The league was looked at as, kind of selfish one-on-one play. They were both more team basketball oriented. I mean,
they were rivals.
Yeah,
they were rivals.
They came in the same year.
Yes.
That was it, too. Remember, Bird beat him out for rookie of the year, but Magic won the championship.
They were
Bird
rivals.
Bird won the championship the next year. Like, I'm sorry. Then nothing's a rivalry.
Right. I'm sorry.
If those two aren't a rivalry, nothing's a rivalry.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss. And just in case this is your first time hearing it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you'll hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Stars. We just had the NFL draft, a 3-day event that really could have been an email. Will Levis dropped off the draft board. But realistically, that's because pundits, not teams, told us he was a first-round pick. Remember last year when Malik Willis was supposed to be a first-round pick?
Yes.
Great. Trolling or rolling, pre-draft analysis has never been worse.
Wow. I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, obviously because of it's become a business, a cottage industry. And social media and the television and just the prominence of media now, we see it more. And those guys get more coverage, more clout. People buy in more to what they're saying. But I bet 30 years ago, 20 years ago, it was just as bad and maybe even worse. Because now those guys they've developed credibility. So my guess is that they do at least talk to more people and get more information than they did 20 years ago. So I get it. They've been way off, but I don't think it's worse than it's ever been. It's just more publicized.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing that they have all the stuff that they have now and they can actually see more of the players and do all the stuff and the analysis and all this stuff, and they still are way off on this stuff. So I think they have, like, in the past, I think that that's more accurate and would have been fair because it's harder to keep up with everybody. But almost everybody's on television. Almost every game is broadcast now. It shouldn't be as bad as it's been.
Rob, and you know my favorite part is afterwards, if you didn't take the player that they told you to take, they give you an F.
Right.
It's a bad pick.
You had a bad pick. Right.
Right.
To me, it's like the weatherman saying it's going to rain and going outside and blaming the sun for shining. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you were wrong. Anyway, trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Speaking of the draft, 49ers made an interesting move, drafting Michigan kicker Jake Moody in the third round. Most of the time, kickers are much later picks, if kicked at all. Mike Silver, a friend of mine, was in the room. And he told me that Kyle Shanahan immediately got text from his friends around the league making fun of him. Chris, trolling or rolling, drafting a kicker early?
Nah, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
If he's going to help you win games, I mean, kicker is important. All right, Rob, ask the New York Giants, right?
Ask Tom Brady.
Real talk. Kicker is important. They're stacked almost everywhere, unless they're going to draft a quarterback, right? And they got plenty of those, too, if they could stay healthy. So, nah, I mean, they needed that. They didn't need something else at that point. They probably didn't see anybody they thought was going to impact them at another position. So, I'm fine with it in fourth round.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I just think it is. And now with the rules being changed and there are no – chip shots or anything like that.
Right.
Like you have to have a good kicker. And we've seen some of the kickers, cost people games.
Last year in the playoffs, I feel like we saw some missed extra points or some crucial games.
Absolutely.
Some missed extra points or something, yeah.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. The Phillies barely made the playoffs last year, went to the World Series. This year, the Bruins are the best team in the regular season in hockey. They're out. The Bucks are the regular season, the best regular season basketball record. They're out. The Grizzlies, 2 seed in the West. They're out. The Kings, 3 seed in the West. They're out. Fairleigh Dickinson beats Purdue. Florida Atlantic within the Final Four.
All right, you're stretching now.
Rolling. The regular season means nothing anymore.
Well, look, it's entertainment. I mean, the regular season, yes, some of it's getting the teams ready for the playoffs, but it is also entertainment. There's 82 games that people get to go and watch the best basketball players in the world, and it goes for the other sports too. And even if they're not going to win a championship, it's entertaining to watch Steph play a regular season game. Entertaining to watch Bryce Harper or Fernando Tatis play a regular season game. Sometimes we do make, it isn't obviously you want to win a championship, but the rest of the stuff does matter. So I'm trolling that. I think the rest of the stuff,
man.
We shouldn't belittle everything. We get to the championships most important, but the other stuff matters too.
I'm trolling it just from the standpoint
that this isn't new.
The Warriors won, 73 games, right? They didn't win the championship. Brady and the Patriots were 18-0. They didn't win and went undefeated during the regular season. They didn't win the championship. So I'm just like, it doesn't mean because you have a great regular season, you're going to automatically going to win. So I don't think that things have changed that much.
Yeah, but you generally get out of the first round, Rob. You generally get out of the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm still trolling it, but look, I get it because a lot of times now, especially in the NBA, guys aren't playing. So the records really are twisted, right? Because how many games did the star player miss? So that is legitimate and new. That's a product of load management too. And that the records are strange because guys miss so many games. So, all right. Martin, great stuff. You catch Martin and VJ Saturdays here on Fox Sports Radio.
I never miss Martin and VJ.
4 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. I never miss it either. 7 to 10 Pacific. That's our man, the great Martin Weiss. Good stuff, brother.
All right, guys.
All right. Has Dylan Brooks talked himself out of the league? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that. And listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Trash Talking Tuesday. Heat and Knicks embroiled in a wild, competitive game two battle. Really a must-win for the Knicks. As much of a must-win as it can be when it's not an elimination game. And they're trailing 96-93, about 5 minutes left. So they're not out of it, but no Jimmy Butler. And I'll tell you what, if Jimmy Butler can come back and play, say, the next game, Rob, that don't bode well for the Knicks. If you might lose.
Of course
lose,
not. I mean, there's no way you could look at it. There's still plenty of time to go, 5 minutes to go. The game's not over. But still, for it to even be this close when you have your two stars, Chris, and they don't have their star. Not
right.
They don't have their star, and you have two of your two stars.
Yep. And I think Butler, I mean, again, we've seen Memphis win without Ja, Giannis, Bucks win without Giannis, and they're better than Jimmy Butler. But they also had better players around those two. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. I guess I got to give these Heat players credit, but Rob, they're not ballyhooed at all.
No,
Other than Bam, I mean, Kevin Love is older. He's not what he used to be. And then the rest of these guys, people, a lot of people probably don't even know who these guys are. They started three undrafted players. And the Knicks are, come on. This is just, you got to give Eric Spoelstra and these players a ton of credit. You got to give them credit. And, you know, this is crazy. But we'll see. The Knicks got a shot. We're brought to you by Progressive. You just heard earlier the Progressive player of the day. Progressive is making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, Dylan Brooks, Shams Charania, who breaks a lot of news in the NBA, tweeted earlier today, Rob, that the Memphis Grizzlies have informed Dylan Brooks that he will not be back with the team under any circumstances.
Wow.
The fact that they threw that in there, Rob, that's like, dude, if half of the league is injured, if there's a something going on where a bunch of players can't, but we still aren't bringing you back.
Right. The idea that they had to say it that way is means that they were totally disgusted by, yep, you know, what he said and the whole thing and how this thing worked. And then remember, he wasn't meeting with the media after the games and what. Like, that's all unprofessional, Chris.
Yep.
All unprofessional. And I'm sure they're like, that blankety blank talked all that, and then when it comes time to face the reporters, you're not big and bad.
Right.
That's a knock against you.
Right. And when you get the open three-point shots.
Well, that too.
You missing them.
That too.
Like, Rob, we talk all the time. You got to outweigh the distraction. Yep. Your production has to outweigh the distraction. If you talk like Dylan Brooks talked, you better play like Dennis Rodman.
You better.
Right? Or Meta World Peace or some of these other guys who've been big distractions, but they delivered. He, Rob, I think he's becoming, like Patrick Beverly used to be, you know, he'd help you. Right? Now he's kind of just, he talks a lot.
And
all
once
that.
He doesn't it's help not, you, don't need that guy.
Right. And I think Brooks already at 27 is kind of getting there. And I think there's a place for him in the league. I don't know where he'll get signed. I think he should. But he needs to dial it back. You can still be tough. You can still not take any mess, not back down to the superstars, you know, all that. But he's starting stuff. Like, I think he should be like a Matt Barnes, Rob, where, yeah, you know, I'm not going to back down from Kobe or, you know, whoever it was, but I'm not starting stuff with him either.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about Kobe Bryant like he ain't all that, and I am. And so he needs to dial it back because he's not good enough to talk the type. Very few players talk like him.
Right.
But he definitely ain't good enough.
But if you don't perform after doing all that, it's hard for anybody to want to mess with you. That's just why you don't do it. Because then you put yourself out there and people are looking to see if you respond. And he didn't respond.
No, I think he got in his own head, Rob. I think the criticism, the fact that LeBron just blew him off, kind of, you know?
Right.
And wasn't moved by it at all.
But LeBron did the right thing.
Right. And so, and I think too, Rob, Memphis is trying to change their culture. I'm sure like Ja probably won't be yapping. He'll still be who he is and play with his crazy swagger. But I bet he's not yapping, you know, talking about nobody in the West. We ain't worried about the West. We got the, you know, I don't think he's going to be saying that stuff anymore. And I think they're really trying to change the culture, and getting Dylan Brooks out of there is probably a big part because nobody else really talked. Bane said a couple things like, we definitely coming back for games. So, you know, you don't need to say stuff like that. But for the most part, Brooks, you're not getting rid of Ja, obviously. So if Ja just chills out a little bit and you got rid of Brooks, that in and of itself, Rob, could change the culture.
Yep.
And that's
the start of it. That's the start of it. And the significance, Chris, was what they added. Under any circumstance, that's not just for him.
Right.
I think that's a message for other players as well. Okay.
Right.
That's not what we want here.
No doubt. And good for them. You know, it's time. They got a good squad. They need to get healthy. Josh said it right after the game. Like, first thing is we need to be healthy. If they had Steven Adams, Rob, and Brandon Clark, that might be a different series because they just couldn't handle the size of the Lakers. And so they still got a bright future. They just got to mature, and getting rid of Brooks was a big step. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Trash Talking Tuesday. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. They bring fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.